And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2014. W.H. Auden became a U.S. citizen on this day in 1946. He'd moved to the United States in 1939, met his lover, Chester Coleman, in this country, shared a house in New York with Carson McCullers, Benjamin Britten, and others between 1940 and 41. When the war broke out, he volunteered to go back to England and serve in the Army, but he was told that he was too old at the age of 32. It was on this date in 1609, the publisher Thomas Thorpe made an entry in the Stationer's Register in London that entered a book called Shakespeare's Sonnets, and soon after, Shakespeare's sonnets were published. There were no copyright laws at the time. These may have been published without Shakespeare's consent. The manuscript, full of errors, it appears to be incomplete, may have been an early draft. Thomas Thorpe himself had an unsavory reputation. He was known to have stolen manuscripts, but regardless, it came to print, and it's likely that had it not, only two of Shakespeare's sonnets would survive today. It's the birthday of Balzac, Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, in 1799, a writer who kept revising his novels even after they had been set in type, so they had to be reset at great expense. He was deeply in debt much of the time, wrote for 14 to 16 hours a day, drinking cup after cup of strong black coffee. In one three-year period, Balzac produced more than 20 works, produced a vast series, more than 90 novels, that he called the Comédie Humaine, the human comedy. Balzac called himself the secretary of French society. Oscar Wilde once said, "The 19th century as we know it is largely an invention of Balzac." And it was on this day, 1883, the Krakatoa volcano began erupting. A German ship was sailing past, saw a column of smoke and ash rising 7 miles into the sky. The volcano was rumbling, spewing out lava. And then in late August, a series of explosions blew the whole mountain and island apart. The explosion heard in Sri Lanka, 4,500 miles away. The tsunami rose to 130 feet, killed 36,000 people. Here's a poem for today by Peg Bresnahan, "In a Country None of Us Called Home." I don't remember what city we were in. Barbara and I ate something in a restaurant I can't name, sat at a table near two women we'd never met, then saw again later at a play I don't recall. I'm uncertain how it happened. We left the crowded theater. Beside them, the four of us bunched on a corner, fanning for a cab. Then the one in a striped dress put two fingers into her mouth and shrilled a piercer, the kind that cuts street lamps in two. It turned out we wanted the same hotel and shared the ride. Barbara asked her to teach us how to whistle. Knee to knee, the way you sometimes wish everyone in the world could sit, our mouths wide open, we laughed like old friends, chins and fingers wet with spit. A poem, "In a Country None of Us Called Home," by Peg Bresnahan, from her collection entitled "In a Country None of Us Called Home," published by Press 53 and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.